Over the last 10 years, evidence has emerged that too much sedentary time, for example, time spent sitting down, has adverse effects on health, including an increased risk of cardiovascular disease incidence and mortality. A considerable amount of media attention has been given to this topic, and the current UK activity guidelines recommend that all adults should minimise the amount of time spent being sedentary for extended periods. How best to minimise sedentary behaviour is a focus of ongoing research. I'm Carmen Lave-Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Dr. Sarah Morton, lead author of the opinion piece Sedentary Behaviour After Stroke, a New Target for Therapeutic Intervention.
Hello, I am Dr. Sarah Morton. I'm a research fellow at the University of Edinburgh. I'm based in the Centre for Clinical Brain Sciences, which is at the Royal Infirmary, and we're in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Could you give us a little bit of a background of the guidelines and recommendations for sedentary behaviour after stroke, say where you are, based in the UK?
So in terms of guidelines for sedentary behaviour after stroke, there aren't really any in existence. And in terms of general guidelines for sedentary behaviour, those guidelines are still in development, but what sedentary behaviour is, it's defined as quite different from physical activity, and sedentary behaviour is prolonged periods of sitting, so that can include things like being in a reclining posture, if you're watching TV, reading, working on a computer, and all those sorts of activities that people do on a day-to-day basis that don't involve much movement from the position that they're currently in. In terms of guidelines for how you should break this up or how you should reduce your sedentary behaviour, those guidelines are currently in development.
Okay, great. So in the editorial that you've put forward for publication in the International Journal of Stroke, you've focused on a new target for therapeutic intervention, that sedentary stroke is that new target. What do you mean by that, and what are you talking about in terms of new therapeutic interventions?
In terms of sedentary behaviour post-stroke, we know that even following a good functional recovery, stroke survivors do spend a lot of their day in prolonged seated or reclining or lying postures. And the health effects of this can be quite negative. That can obviously include the risk of another stroke, cardiovascular issues, diabetes, even things related to mood, so depression, and even just that feeling low and lack of motivation can come from spending a lot of time in a seated posture. In terms of a therapeutic intervention to help stroke survivors or to encourage stroke survivors to spend less time sitting, there isn't actually anything in existence. There is, as part of the therapeutic or rehabilitation package, those little things that could be useful to break up the day. That doesn't exist, and that guidance isn't provided to stroke survivors. So the work that we are trying to do at the moment is to work with stroke survivors, work with caregivers, and work with those who provide post-stroke care services. So that could be an occupational therapist, a physiotherapist, nursing staff who work in a stroke ward, people who provide therapeutic services in the community for stroke survivors. We're going to bring them all into one room to work together in a co-production process to design or develop some sort of intervention that could be useful for stroke survivors to help them to break up the time that they spend sitting throughout the day. And the focus is on designing something that is designed by the end users. So effectively we'll have a higher uptake than something that is designed without the end user's opinion or input. And our hope is that it will be something that could be fitted into people's day nicely. It's not something that's intrusive or that it's difficult, or there's a financial impact to some things. We don't anticipate that will be something that will have an effect on the usability of this therapeutic intervention.
In terms of looking at the community, how quick are the community to embrace these sorts of ideas post-stroke?
The co-production work that we're doing is based in Edinburgh in Scotland, and also in Leeds, Bradford, which is in England. So we're spending time with community services in both those locations. So we've got a perspective of things that are going on in Scotland and things that are going on in England. And the community stroke services, they're quite different. It depends where you live. there is variation in terms of what is available to different stroke survivors. There are things like exercise after stroke exercise classes. There are community services that stroke survivors can go to as a day centre. And they're there for the full day. They receive, you know, therapeutic input of different degrees and different variation dependent on their needs. And then there are also services where the physiotherapist or the occupational therapist goes to the stroke survivor's home and provides therapeutic input there. So there's a degree of variation, and it is quite variable across the different areas, and it's very locational. It's dependent on where you live. But community services do definitely appear to be embracive of new practice. But what is very true is that healthcare professionals work very much on an evidence base. And so before introducing any sort of intervention, you know, the evidence base needs to be there to show that the intervention is likely to have benefits to the stroke survivors or whichever patient population it's intended for. Just to say that our work is very much in the, you know, we're very much in the developmental stages, very much in the primary. We haven't started the co-production process yet. We're just about to start that in August. And that will very much be where the magic begins to take place, and where the work that we've been doing so far, the observations, the interviews, all the systematic reviews that have been going on around this work, to build up to these co-production events. You know, that's really where everything will start to evolve and our intervention will really start to take shape. So we're hoping that our feasibility study will be started at some point early 2019, and you know, that's when we'll really be in a position to update on the progress and have some sort of tangible output from this work that we're doing at the moment.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Dr. Sarah Morton, lead author of the opinion piece Sedentary Behaviour After Stroke, A New Target for Therapeutic Intervention, published in the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.